you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Tom Boston. Good morning, Newcastle. Hope you're nice and alert and ready for the day. Ready to grab it by the ghoulies and shake it around. Shake it off, as Taylor Swift would say.
You're listening to the Anyone FM Breakfast Show on Anyone FM 102.5.
Have you ever said to anyone in your life, "Oh, you're about as much use as a chocolate teapot"? Have you ever said that to someone? You're as much use as a chocolate teapot. Well, now there is one. Nestle have made a chocolate teapot, okay? It's finally been created, it says here. It was built by engineers and chocolatiers using silicon molds and dark chocolate, and it took them 2.5 hours. Why have Nestle invested time and money into making a chocolate teapot? All I can think is they want me to have some good news on the radio. That's all I can think. Oh, Tom's running a bit dry, ain't he, on some weird news. What should we do? I know, let's make him a chocolate teapot. He'd love that. He'll talk about that for hours. And I will, don't you worry about that. Now, I've got a quote here from them in New York that says, it made a lovely cuppa with a hint of chocolate. So apparently the chocolate teapot made a lovely cuppa and it had a hint of chocolate. I also bet it made a right mess all over the kitchen. Imagine that. I mean, I don't know how long the chocolate teapot lasts for. It probably makes, what, one cup? You get one cup, and it's lovely. Oh, it's lovely with a hint of chocolate. You got to make another one. Do you want another? No, we can't. Why not? There's no teapot left, and also, don't go in the kitchen, all right? It's an absolute mess. There's a hint of chocolate over everything. Yeah, I had to use your teeth. I know they're new, but I had to use them.
The Breakfast Show with Tom Boston on Anyone FM 102.5.
I recently went on a shopping trip with my girlfriend, and it's prompted me to bring you the feature 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm bringing it back. It's 5 top tips for surviving a shopping trip with your partner. This is the dramatic pause in the middle. Tension building. It's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 on Anyone FM 102.5. 5 top tips for surviving a shopping trip with your partner. Number 1, don't pretend to be from different parts of the country when talking to staff. Your partner will not appreciate you doing silly voices, going up to security guards and going, "Excuse me, do you know where the toilets are, please?" Like, don't do that. Because they're not going to laugh. They want to get stuff done, okay? Don't be doing silly voices. Number 2. Make sure you sit down as much as you can. That's very important. You're going to be on your feet all day, okay? You're going to be going in lots of different shops, and if you see a stool or an opportunity to rest your feet, take that opportunity. Embrace it. Grab it with both hands. Number 3, don't wander off. Don't just wander off, all right? Oh, I've seen something over here. I wonder what that is. Is that ice cream over there? Don't just wander off, okay? Stick with your partner. They'll appreciate it. They don't want to turn around and see you looking at pineapples. Oh, look, there's pineapples. Tom, just focus. Sorry, I get distracted. Number 4, tell them they look good. Now, that's just, I mean, you take that one with you throughout life. How does this look? You look good. How does this look? You look good. How does this look? You look amazing. You should always tell your partner look amazing. My girlfriend always looks amazing, just to confirm that. Number 5. Get a blended fruit drink. Here we go. Get a blended fruit drink. If you've had a long day, you're right, you've had a long day, you've been shopping all day long, get them a blended fruit drink. I got her a Boost. I think it's a Boost. It's about £4.80. It's got like apples and bananas. It's brilliant. Finishes the day off lovely.
You're listening to the Anyone FM Breakfast Show on Anyone FM 102.5.
Destiny's Child, that's Say My Name on Anyone FM 102.5. I'm getting very excited about this royal baby. I think I need to calm down a little bit. I've just tweeted, we've played that one for the royal baby. Hashtag name that baby. I need to calm down, okay? Well, I realise we're not going to name the baby live on air. And as Bina Messenger's just pointed out, it depends whether or not it's a boy or a girl. Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. I didn't think of that. Sorry, Bina. I'm thinking like names like, you know, like names you wouldn't expect, like, you know, Kevin. I've got a mate called Kevin. I quite like King Kevin. Or like, you know, Clark. It'd be great. This is the royal baby. Clark. Bina's had a good idea, actually. She's messaged us on Twitter. She said, what about Georgina for a girl? George and Georgina. I love it. Dandy Warhol's Bohemian Like You. What do you think they should call the royal baby, boy or girl? I want to hear from you now. Tweet me at anyone.fmbreakfast, just like Bina did. Or you can text anyone plus your baby name to 60300. Coming up after this, we've got Record of the Week, as well as a phone call from my old man, Fred Boston. You don't want to miss it. I promise you. Now, I should be joined on the phone by my old man. It's Fred Boston. Fred, are you there?
I am, yes, I'm here.
How are you this morning?
I'm okay, yeah.
Good to hear from you. You've been listening to the show today?
No, because the wife took the laptop to work.
So you couldn't tune in? You've not got it on your phone, have you?
No, I don't have an expensive phone.
Your mobile phone's in a drawer, I think.
It's an antique.
It's just in a drawer. It's just sat there in a drawer.
Yeah, it's emergencies only.
I don't think you've ever charged it. No. Fred, I'm joined in the studio by Leon, who does the lunchtime special. You want to say hello to Leon?
Hello, Leon. How are you?
Hello, Fred. I'm absolutely fine. This is an honour.
Uh-huh.
Two Bostons for the price of one.
Yeah. I like your accent.
Yeah, he's a true northeasterner, not like us.
No.
We're trying to take over these airwaves.
You're all welcome.
Says a welcome, Freddie. Now, you've got an embarrassing story for us, haven't you? Because I was talking earlier on the show about how I like to embarrass Katie, my girlfriend, when we're out shopping, and you said that you had an embarrassing one. What happened to you?
Well, it was a bit of a nightmare, Will. I'm working for this job, and I was in the yard, and I was talking to my friend, and I said, that old bag wants me to move a load of furniture in the office, and she stood right behind me. I just wanted the ground to swallow me up.
Here that pandas are supplementing their boring bamboo diet with something sweet after developing a taste for mooncake. Now, I didn't know what mooncake was. It tells me here that the animals were given the carrot-flavoured treat, so basically it's carrot cake, at the Kunming City Animal Park in China.
Well, we all deserve a treat every now and again.
We all deserve a treat. I mean, everyone likes carrot cake. Are you a fan?
What is carrot cake?
Are you a fan of carrot cakes and pandas? Do you like pandas?
Well, I think they should have a treat every now and again. What's the problem with that?
Nothing at all. Do you think they've got the little cream on top as well? And, you know, that little carrot, you know, that little great, that orange carrot. Do you think they put that on as well?
Well, I think it'll just be basic and they'll just be chucked at it.
Yeah.
Somebody will be on their side and say, there you are, there's some carrot cake.
Yeah, they won't sit down. Because what I've done is I've anthropomorphised them, haven't I?
How disgusting.
And I've given them human characters. I'm thinking they're going to be sat there with a carrot cake going, oh, I love it.
And a knife and fork.
A knife and fork, yeah. Just looking over at some bamboo and going, oh, what were we thinking? We were like animals. Oh, no, wait a sec. We are animals.
Way I'm on.
Then it goes way a little something like this.
Anyone for breakfast?
Pixie Lott, of course. Strictly Come Dancing. The launch was on last night. Doesn't start until about 3 weeks' time. Pixie Lott is one of the contestants. The reason I know that, I had to watch it with the girlfriend. We're going to watch Strictly Come Dancing. Are we? I thought you were joking. We are going to watch that. Oh, no. Yeah, I love that. I love it. I love to watch them all spin around there. And yeah, I love it, yeah. How long is it on for? Brilliant.
The Breakfast Show with Tom Boston on Anyone FM
182.5. That noise means, of course, it's time for our regular feature, Dodgy Facts I Found on Twitter. I read out a fact, we try and figure out together as a team if it's true or if it's completely false, if it makes no sense. Now, the fact is, Kev, this is the fact, the average person has 3 to 5 best friends and usually hates one person in their social group. Now, have you got 3 to 5 best friends?
Yes.
Yes, you have. So you that's probably true for you, that fact, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got 3 to 5 best friends. Now, it made me panic because I realised I don't have 3 to 5 best friends.
Right.
I must be the person that everyone hates in the social group.
Right.
So this feature has put sadness in my heart for the end of the show. It's a real shame, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, always end on a high, that's what they say.
The Breakfast Show with Tom Boston on Anyone FM 182.5.